If you're not from Toronto, you may not know this, but it's TIFF time, and TIFF is the Toronto International Film Festival, which has become sort of, well, it's a thing here. It's a real big event. Lots of Hollywood celebrity types wandering around the streets of Toronto, all these films that are debuted here at the festival. I'm going to one tomorrow. But there was one on the weekend, a documentary called The Carter Effect. And it outlined the importance of Vince Carter, not just to the Raptors, but to the game of basketball in this country. The former president of MLSE, Richard Petty, joins us to chat a bit about it. Hello, Petty. How's retirement?
Awesome. Can't be better.
Are you doing anything? Are you just, you got your feet up? Are you getting a little sun? You know, are you going away a lot? What are you doing?
Doing a little university work and working in philanthropies. So doing enough.
So you were at the dock. You saw the Carter Effect. All right. First of all, did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was quite good. You know, I was in it. First time I've been in a TIFF short. So it was good. It made a pretty compelling case for the positive impact he had on basketball in Canada.
Do you buy it? Are you on that page? Do you think it accurately conveyed the impact that Vince had?
Yeah, actually I do. I was talking to Jordan Bitov just yesterday, and I said, you know, I haven't been there on a banner for Vince. And I'd be happy to tell you how you decide on banners and how you measure those to decide which ones go up. But on that one, I don't think you can make a case for a banner for him on his body of work on the court. But the impact he had on basketball in Canada, as witnessed by, you know, the millions of fans that follow it now, and what, almost a dozen young players, Canadians, who are in the league, he had a big impact. And for that, I think you consider a banner.
Well, let me go back a little bit. You don't think his performance on the court was enough to justify?
If you look, so the banner traditions is the Leafs. So let's think about how the Leafs are chosen. First of all, it is a body of work. It's playoffs, it's cups, it's wins. It's the duration of time you played with the franchise. Now, if you look at the Sittlers and the Keons and the Bowers and the Clarks, they're all like 12 players, 12 years. And Vince was 6.5, and he kind of was not showing up for some of that 6.5. So they had double the time, and, you know, his body of work was 2 playoffs. And the final thing, the final criteria I would suggest is affection. You know, you look at Johnny Bower and Sittler and stuff, and the fans, you know, I mean, everyone has a detractor, but they'd all, you know, like the guys. They were around a long time. Teams had some success, and they would get it. So Vince, you know, by the end, when he was saying, you know, I don't care, I don't dunk anymore, injured, there wasn't a lot of affection for him. So I think I would not support him getting a banner for his basketball on the court, but I would turn around and give him one for what he did for basketball in Canada.
All right, fair enough. Turn your mic on, please.
You know, it's interesting that it's really interesting comments you're making about Vince Carter because, Richard, and I'm sure you've heard it, there's a bit of revisionism going on about Vince Carter's time in Toronto. Yeah, and now people are that it was all roses and champagne and everybody loved each other and bring him back and retire his jersey because it was all fantastic. And that, as you're pointing out pretty forcefully, that's not true.
Well, you know, Larry Tannenbaum and I exchanged emails after it, and he wasn't there. And he said, were they rewriting history? I said, yes, they were. You know, his mom at one point said in the thing, said, oh, we love Canada. We didn't want to leave. His mom wanted to get out of Canada big time. And you know, Vince wasn't all there. You know, I've often said that we had to trade Vince Carter. That was a definite. He wanted to go. There's no doubt about it. You know, he was injured the day before we traded him, and then he started playing in New Jersey the day after we traded him, and his scoring on the court almost doubled in performance. You know, the one thing that I commented on in the film was, you know, where we made the mistake is we got absolutely nothing for him.
Right. And
no kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that because, and we've seen that happen in other sports with other situations. Patrick Waugh is a great example. When you kind of are rushed and forced into something, was the environment of that time that you felt like, oh, we got to do this now?
Well, he had to go. That was for sure. You know, I compounded things by hiring Rob Babcock. I talked about that in the movie, too. And
yeah, good move there.
My comment in the movie was that didn't work out, and the crowd all laughed. So did I. I can laugh at it now. But, you know, I put in the wrong guy as general manager, in over his head. Vince had no time for him. Vince wasn't showing up. And, you know, it was very interesting. You know, there's a lot of debate in sports and in the media that the GM's got to be empowered to make the trades. And if you veto a GM, you got to fire the GM. And you know, I was sitting with Wayne Embry, and Wayne didn't like it either. And we're looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this is – I don't think I realized it was as bad then as time's gone on, like just what we got, how the players performed and how much they contributed, et cetera. But I was thinking, geez, if I veto this, I've got to fire the guy. And, you know, he's a fresh GM, and I chose not to. Now, the irony was I think I fired him 6 months later. But, yeah, it was a rush to judgment, and there was that pressure, and often it doesn't work. Almost always doesn't work. And this was a great example. You know, I keep looking at the 20 worst trades in the NBA. I don't know if we're in there. We should be.
In hindsight, was the mistake not trying to repair the damage and keep Vince Carter?
I don't think you could have. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. No, he was really soured. His family was soured. You know, we've done some things. It's been kind of a slippery slope of trying to cater to the family, and it just wasn't working. I honestly believe you could not have fixed it at all. He checked out. If you remember some of those great clips where he says, "I'm not dunking anymore. I don't care." I can remember I sent Mark Steinbergs was his agent. Tiger's agent to this day, and I sent him a bunch of clippings, and I marked all the times he said, "I don't care." And so it was broken, and again, it had to go. It's really unfortunate it didn't work out for us. You know, Vince has gone on to have a great career. I mean, look, he's 41 years old. He's still playing. He's a guy who didn't work out as hard as a lot of players in the summertime. I would have never guessed he would have had this longevity, but he has. And, you know, he's still playing. He's going to be the oldest player. So, you know, he's had a good career. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, I think. I'm pretty sure he will be. It's too bad he didn't win a championship.
But he was never as good a player in New Jersey or any place else as he was in Toronto.
Well, he was really, really good for a couple days, a couple years in Toronto. But he went on to, you know, go to the playoffs and stuff. He was just still a very – I haven't looked at his stats, but I can tell you when he left us, he went from like scoring 15, 16 points a game to scoring 27 with them for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, so, but you would acknowledge, I mean, basketball is not a one-man game, and you are as good as those who surround you. And so if you are placed in an environment where the quality of people you are playing with is improved, your chances of putting the biscuit in the basket are greatly enhanced.
Well, if you remember, we got to the playoffs, lost in the playoffs, the corner shot to Philly, in the semis.
Yep, we all remember.
You know, then we brought back a bunch of guys, and, you know, we tried Olajuwon to have him come off the bench. He said he was comfortable with that, and immediately he wasn't. So we, you know, we put a lot of players around him, and, you know, he got injured that year. My memory's getting a little bad. I think we still went to the playoffs, and Antonio Davis carried us there. Now, again, I could be fuzzy on that, and there's some fans that are listening to you right now checking to see if Petty has any kind of memory at all. it wasn't a great team. And, you know, now, man, if you don't have like three all-stars, you're almost nothing. In those days, there was a little bit, you know, the Pistons won years before that with, you know, they had some good players. They had Isaiah, but, you know, they had depth. And so I think you could win. You know, Bosch was just coming on. You know, we had some pieces.
So you say a banner for him as a player, no. A banner for him in terms of the impact he had on Canada and basketball in Toronto, yes. What about the, I mean, there are those who would say they should retire his number immediately and have a huge ceremony. Would you do that?
Well, I'm glad I'm not making this decision.
Yeah.
So, well, he's got $8 million getting paid in Sacramento. And if you go to Sacramento, it means you want to make the money. You're not going there for a good time or a chance to make the playoffs. So he went there for the $8 million. So I don't think they should trade for him. I don't think they need him.
But would you retire his number?
Yeah, I probably would retire his number. If you're going to put him up in the rafters. Now, they don't have a tradition there. I mean, I think the Leafs are still using the numbers, aren't they? I think they may have changed that after I left, but we were still using the numbers. I don't. The Raptors have never decided whether they honor his number or retire his number. I don't think I have a point of view on that. I'd put his number up in the rafters.
Do you think? Because you were involved with this, do you think that Vince Carter's demise in Toronto was self-inflicted, or was it as a result of a problem with the coach, the general manager, the organization in general, his mom? What do you have an opinion on what started the downward spiral of Vince Carter in Toronto?
I'm going to give an answer, which is all of the above. Jalen Rose was quoted, mm-hmm. You know, management was starting to put out all kinds of stories about how bad he was and stuff like that. I don't remember us doing that. That just, you know, that might get the fans thinking you should trade him, but you're denigrating the person's value. It was all of those things, you know. It was a coach and who was our coach then? Who was our coach then? Jeez, I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember. Was it Lenny?
It was Lenny it might have been Lenny. And, you know, Lenny was a great coach. I mean, he has one of the records for the most amount of wins in the NBA. Unfortunately, has most of all losses, too. We got Lenny in the twilight of his career. He wasn't at his best, but he got us into the playoffs. So, you know, with everything, it it was a foreign market still, too. They were from Orlando. And, you know, they're up here in cold Canada with the metric system, and they can't get ESPN on television and all those type of things that you heard about. I think it was everything.
I'm really stretching here a bit, Richard, but you understand we're trying to get some answers to things that we don't really, well, at least I don't know the answers to. The McGrady situation was interesting. He was a cousin, quote unquote.
Way, way distant.
Okay, I get it.
Mom even.
I know.
Didn't know each other.
I know. I get that. And that's why I said quote unquote cousin. But he had a. So here there is McGrady, this first round draft pick. Very talented player, brought along slowly, gets miserable, decides he wants out. And it's not long after that Vince goes into this tailspin. Do you think the two of those two circumstances are unrelated?
Again, I don't know, but I don't know that that was a big factor. People tell me they weren't that close even when they were on the team. I don't know if that's a true fact. In basketball, I mean, we've just seen it with the trade. Who did Cleveland trade to Boston?
Kyrie Irving.
Right. And, you know, he wants to be the guy. And boy, you get that. I guess when there's five guys on the court and they want to start and they want to finish and they want to play 38 minutes of the 48, I guess some just want to be the guy. And, Tracy wanted to be the guy, and it's too bad because they both could have made a pretty damn good team, and they now both kind of reflect on that.
If Vince Carter goes into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and I should know the answer to this, but do they have to designate what team they're representing when they go into the Hall?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
So that'll be interesting, won't it?
Well, yeah, he played for he's played for quite a few now. But if you look, I think for seasons. It's still the Raptors have the most seasons by a season and a half or so. It's also where he made the difference. I mean, he was a really good player. He went on to make the All-Star team after he left.
Yeah.
But where he really made the mark.
Well, he made his mark here. He was, sure. I think, three years in a row. Was he not the number one? They got the highest number of votes for the All-Star game 3 years in a row?
You know, I don't remember. He definitely got
I think it a couple times. Yeah.
Here's an interesting idea. I mean, you see what they did with Paul Pierce. You know, I don't think they should touch the guy this year. You know, at the end of the season, sign him for one day and have him do it then. I sure would not trade for him and spend $8 million. And I don't know what the tax situation is. The $8 million with tax rules could become $16 million. And I don't know what if you need a guy who's really been averaging 6-7 points for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Fascinating subject. And it will be debated, I think, for the rest of time. What was the impact of Vince Carter really?
Well, we
know it's been something.
Listen, there's a lot of young kids who are playing in the NBA now. Which
yeah,
tell you.
Hard to and argue
I
that.
And I would listen to them. When they say that counts for a lot.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear your voice. Stay happy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We'll see you soon. Bye. Richard Petty, the former president of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.